the Vox Markets podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Pilar Gold. The company's been making great strides in developing its projects in Brazil. Here to tell us what the latest is and what's going to happen in the rest of the year, it's Chief Executive Henrique de Alvear. Hello, Henrique.
Hello, Alistair. Thank you very much for hosting me.
Yeah, very, very good to see you, Henrique. So tell us about the latest progress at Pilar Gold. You're not too far away from production now, as I understand it.
Exactly, Alistair. So I want to update everyone here with our production plan. We're expecting this month to restart the blasting at Pilar Mine. I think that's exciting news for everyone here. And we are expecting to be producing the first gold pour in September, October. I mean, I would say it's most probably to have the sufficient ore to feed the plant in October, but we are making our best to have it even before. But I would say it's very likely that in a maximum of 8 weeks, we would have production stabilizing in PGDM. And I think it could not be better, Alistair.
So presumably there'll be a ramp up period after you have your first production, and then you'll hit your nameplate capacity at some point in the future. What do those numbers look like, Henrique?
Well, yeah. So basically, I mean, I will just come back a little bit because just for every new shareholder, anyone that might be interested in Pilar project, just to let know that the PGDM complex in Goiás, Brazil, it's composed of three underground mines called Pilar, Maria Lázara, and Calamar, and an open pit project called Tres Buracos. So we are expecting to have all of them in sequence until we have all of them in line in 2027, right? And our processing plant is right beside Pilar mine. Its current capacity is 4,500 tons per day. It's expandable, but it's more than enough as it goes at the moment. And when we are having all of them in line, an initial ramp up or initial target in the medium term would be 40,000 ounces per year, Alistair. And we are expecting this to be doubled to 80,000 ounces per year when we are at full ramp up.
So quite a good aspiration to have there, especially with the gold price still fairly high. What have you got to do between now and then? You're about to initiate production. What's involved?
Mm-hmm. Well, to be honest, right now what we are doing is really focusing on getting all of our equipment in line. Right, Alistair, we've just acquired these beautiful machines from Resamin / Shotrek in Peru, which we believe they are going to be the best, well, it's one of the best competitors in the sector. And we are very happy to have this long-term partnership with them. We are also acquiring this Chinese equipment from JCHX. This is right now in customs in Brazil, so we are expecting to have these beautiful two LSDs this month in PGDM. And in terms for Pilar itself, I mean, our ramp up right now, it's just depending on how to say that, just to the conditioning works that all of the mines that haven't been in production recently need to be in. We are checking the last pieces of information for our tailings dam. I mean, Brazil is known for its huge or tough ESG regulations, so you can understand that having a compliant tailings dam is very important, and we're happy to say that that we won't have any problem with that. And that's basically it. We incorporate Pilar, then we incorporate Maria Lázara, both of them with a grade of 1 gram, 1.4 grams per ton, and then we will incorporate Cayama. It's high grade mine. It's a little bit farther. It's 40 kilometers away from the plant, but it has a grade of almost 3 grams per ton average, right? So as you said, Alistair, you can imagine with the current market price for gold, having these high grades, it's just beautiful for us in a long-term perspective.
Indeed. What can you tell us about potential margins then? Presumably they'll be reasonably robust.
Well, our margins, when we are at full ramp up, we have all of the, an optimized operation here, I would say it would be a margin of 50-60%. It also depends on the gold price, right? But it's just so good, Alistair, because we do have the team. I'm very proud of the team that we have. But this is the team that have been in PGDM for 20 years, right? So they know the operation, they know the mine. So it's not reinventing the wheel here. They know what they're doing, and it's just getting back to what they know best, right? So these are the margins that are these are our target, and we truly believe that we are going to get to them.
Yeah, so lots of cash flow likely in due
Yeah.
course. I mean, an interesting point that you raised there, the operations were historically mined. You've got a team that knows how to mine them, and you've got a positive gold price environment in which to mine. So there's a lot of stars aligning in your favor here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as you said, we do have the team. We do have the gold price, and we do have the resources, Alastair. It's very good that you mentioned, because I think I forgot when we are talking about our mines here, we are talking about 4 million ounces, right? In the 43-101 from 2021. I want everyone to understand that these were measured in 2021 at the gold price of $1,700 the ounce. We are expecting to update this 43-101 during this year or beginning of 2027. We would expect just a huge increase of the resource base based on the new gold price. But not only that, there are some parts of our mining complex or ore bodies that were not included in the original 43-101 from 2021. So we would expect also to increase our resources from that part. So just stay tuned, because we could talk about significant potential for Pilar Mine.
So these new resources, are they near surface?
Yeah, they are.
Excellent. So you've got, I mean, the mines that you're restarting, they're open pit mines, are they?
No, we are restarting the underground mines, Pilar, Maria Lázaro, and Cayama. But we do have this beautiful open pit project also 4 kilometers away from the plant, with a very low strip ratio called Tres Buracos, right? So this would be, I mean, the cherry on top for us in terms of feeding the ore. It's also very rich in grade for an open pit. We are talking about a gram per ton as well. We really believe that we have all the necessary resources to balance the blend that would go into the ore, and to have a stable and long-term production for Pilar Gold.
Yeah, so we're talking about a company here with an initial production target of 40,000 ounces of gold, rising to 80,000 of ounces of gold per year, with a resource base of 4 million ounces of gold that may increase dramatically in the future. So there's a lot of upside in all sorts of different directions.
Exactly, and not only that, Alastair. There's two other presence that Pilar Gold has right now at the moment. Is Pilar Gold is a 30% stakeholder, 30%, 32% stakeholder of Chancery Royalty, which is a royalty company you might hear of, with the fully focused on precious metals. And it's also a 6% shareholder of Liber Gold, right? So we believe that this is our numbers here. When you strip out the value of Chancery Royalty and Liber Gold, we can say that we would be, or our investors would be, set at only $12 the ounce that Pilar Gold has, where normally producers would trade at 250, 500 the ounce, right? So that's also another upside that they have there. We believe it's just near term crystallizing, and I couldn't be more excited about that.
Yeah, so a potential for a re-rating on that score, I suppose. Now, tell us about these holdings in Chancery Royalty and Liver. Are they long-term holdings for the company or not? How does it look to you?
Yeah. Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, I like to think about them as levers here, right? I mean, in the long term, they would be, I believe they are going to be fantastic investments here. But it's also very good to know that just in any date, we could just crystallize them, just if we had any urgent cash need. But I don't foresee that discussion is going to happen really soon. So we would just let them to grow and grow and grow and benefit from their value and maybe get more investment into exploration or organic growth or inorganic growth for Pilar.
Yeah, so a nice couple of assets for shareholders to have in their back
Exactly.
pockets when the time is right. And speaking of shareholders, Enrique, you're still financing, as I understand it, and there is an opportunity for potential investors to get involved. Tell us about the opportunity here.
Yes, exactly. As we are restarting production, we are about to finish the financing round for Pilar Gold. It's a 10 million Canadian financing round at 0.3 Canadian dollars the share. We are happy to welcome any last-minute investors here and shareholders that want to participate in our beautiful comeback. I mean, the most exciting comeback in Brazil mining sector, I would say. I'm more than happy to welcome everybody here because we believe that it is our shareholders that have kept us during the bad times here in life. And right now, it is our time to revert back to them. So more than happy. Just I think you can show them the link to the landing page. If that's correct, and it would be myself or the investor relations team that can actually help them and support with any doubt that they might have.
Yeah, so potential investors should click the link below this video when we release it, and they will be taken towards the Pilar Gold team and shown what to do. So let's sum it up then, Enrique. The company's got gold. It's got gold production imminent. It's got a gold resource update coming. What else in terms of news flow should we be looking out for as 2026 fourth quarter moves forward and then into 2027?
Well, the most immediate thing is getting back to production, Alastair. So we would be extracting gold from Pilar, as I said, in a maximum of 8 weeks, but probably even sooner. After that, we would expect to in 2026 and early 2027 to update the resource base with the 43-101 while we are getting in line the rest of the mines here. And there's one last piece of news that I wanted to share with you, Alistair, that we are right now in discussions to get Pilar Gold listed next year in 2027. It would be most probably on Nasdaq. We are in advanced negotiations with a shell, and I will be more than happy to disclose more details once this gets closed. But again, Alistair, just exciting times for Pilar Gold. 2026 and 2027, they're going to be fantastic.
Yeah, well, we look forward to watching you guys making progress. In particular, news of that first gold pour will be eagerly anticipated. So we wish you well with that, Enrique. In the meantime, thanks very much for joining us and talking us through the latest news from Pilar Gold.
Thank you very much, Alistair. Thank you all of our viewers and current shareholders and future shareholders for Pilar Gold.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.